Good morning, 735. This is Morning Edition on WUSF 89.7. Today is the first day of Teacher Appreciation Week. The North Carolina-based Center for Teaching Quality has launched a social media campaign called Teaching Is. They're looking for teachers to help clear up misconceptions about that job. John O'Connor with State Impact Florida asked three Florida teachers to read their tweets and talk about what teaching is.
Hi, I'm Jarrell Washington. I am a teacher at Roland Park K-8 Magnet, and I've been a teacher for about 8 years. Teaching is 12-plus hour days, teaching, coaching, cheering, planning, no overtime or time and a half, getting paid in seeds sown. Especially in seventh grade, you understand that this is a process, and sometimes you're the planter, and sometimes you're the waterer, and sometimes you get to see the harvest. And so that's okay. It's exciting when kids come back and they're, oh, I get this, and oh, you taught me this, and it helped me with that. You never know which one you are, necessarily. I think sometimes people that are the harvester think they're the planter, and they're not. So, and that kind of goes with evaluations. It's hard to evaluate your success or failures as a teacher within a one-year period. And you just got to understand that teaching is a team sport, and you're just part of that team.
I'm Mike Meisinger. I'm at Lutz Elementary. I've been teaching for 16 years, fourth grade currently, and I am team teaching where I do the language arts part, so I'm focused on the reading and writing aspect of the day. Teaching is meaning you have homework, in-service courses, grading, planning, and then planning some more. You know, you're constantly reading essays to see where your strengths are for your students, where your teaching points are going to be, and that way you can move your lessons on from there. So it's my homework is grading those papers, grading those essays. I would say it's not just thinking you're teaching reading, writing, math, the science, social studies. There's a lot more that teachers do to help students grow as individuals rather than just here your academic part, but what can you do as a citizen? You know, how can you help others around you?
Watch! Thank you, gentlemen. Take that hat off, please.
My name is Lala Pierce, and I'm a teacher in Escambia County, Florida. I teach at Brown Barge Middle School, which is a magnet school. We use an integrated curriculum approach. So I don't really teach one subject. I teach everything in trimesters of study based around thematic units. And this is my fourth year of teaching. Teaching is facilitating, not disseminating, coaching, not preaching, guiding, not forcing. Recently, my students were learning about the amendment process. And instead of me just getting up and teaching about the amendment process, we started with two questions, and then I gave them an article to read with a partner. They were learning and discussing with one another. And then I had them look around the room where I had signs of all the amendments posted. And they went and stood by an amendment that they felt was of significance to them, that they couldn't imagine having life without that amendment. And so then with those groups of students, they discussed the amendment and why it was important to them. I believe if we are just standing in front of a classroom imparting or attempting to impart knowledge, that students aren't engaged and they aren't becoming lifelong learners.
Lala Pierce, a teacher in Pensacola, along with Mike Meisinger of Lutz and Jarrell Washington of Tampa. They share their stories with John O'Connor of State Impact Florida.